It's time for volleyball. Fort Recovery Indians volleyball is on the air. Tonight's broadcast is a production of Fort Recovery Radio, brought to you by the local sponsors you'll hear during tonight's broadcast. We now send you courtside for tonight's volleyball action.
Good evening. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to Fort Recovery Radio. I'm Steve Stone, and I recruited Diana Rammel to help me tonight. We got Neil Spencer here running the board. Haven't decided yet who's doing the game, if I'm doing it or if Diana's doing it. But I recruited Diana because last year she was critical of my terminology that I used during the volleyball games. And I had never done volleyball before, but she was critical of my terminology. So if there's any issues on this game, we've got the proper person here to correct me if I make any mistakes.
I'm your girl, Steve Stone. I'm your girl.
That's right.
I've been around the game a day or two. So.
Yep. Well, at least a couple years,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, just a few.
Yeah.
Just a few.
Yeah. So we're here at St. Henry, Ohio, to watch the Indians, our Indians, take on the Redskins. Both teams are pretty darn good, don't you think, Diana?
I think so. I think it's going to be a good match tonight.
Yeah, both teams are outstanding. Our Fort Recovery Lady Indians have not, and this is another question for you. What's the difference? Set, match, we have not lost a...
We have not lost a
game,
set.
And we have not lost a set.
Right. A set is one individual set.
Which is the game. What people like us would call a game.
Right, it's a game.
Steve and I would call it a game.
Yep.
And the real people call it a set.
Yes,
so we have not lost a game or a set.
We have not lost a game or a set this year.
Those are both the same thing.
I don't want to jinx us. We haven't lost a game or a set this year.
I can promise you that no matter how good we are, that's not going to carry through our season. Somewhere along the line, we will lose a set.
Well, I don't know. I'm an optimist.
Okay. Well,
you know, we got a good team, especially that Stone kid. She's really good.
The one that graduated?
Well, she is. She's really good, too, but she never played volleyball. She was the swimmer. But, no, we're over here at St. Henry. It's going to be a great match tonight with the Redskins. They have only lost one game so far this year. And I think, would you say they're like 7-1 or 8-1?
Yeah, something like that.
And we're 5-0, so it's going to be a grudge match for sure.
Looks like we're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll just take a break, and we'll be back with volleyball action.
Elizabeth with Wayne Street Market here to let you in on a little secret. The month of September, we have a special event going on. Monday the 11th through Sunday the 24th, there will be a special Wayne Street Market Fall Fest. The event will include a 12-hour meat sale, produce specials, demonstrations of some of our products, a wine and canvas night, cookout event with a meet the law enforcement night in the parking lot, and more. Look for a flyer on Facebook or in store for more details. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Was this summer a little rough on your car? Maybe it just needs some routine maintenance. Oil change, tires rotated, air conditioner charged. Call Hastings Auto at 375-4617 and let their skilled technicians take care of it. And if you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, they're the best place in the area to look for a used car. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. And if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. That's Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Marco.
Polo.
Marco.
Polo.
There's not a lot you can do when the power goes out.
My turn. Marco.
Polo.
But with a Generac automatic generator from Reisner Energy, you can go on with your life. Lights, TV, computer, refrigeration. No downtime. When the power goes out, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reisner Energy. 419-678-4858. Receive $100 off your purchase of a Generac Guardian Series automatic standby generator from Reisner Energy.
Should have gotten a Generac.
Marco?
You know, this is the time of the year when the grass is usually brown and crunchy, but with this year's rain, everything is green and growing. so your mower may need to take a break. At Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, we've got a big selection of over 30 used lawnmowers. Many Grasshoppers, Toros, Kubotas, and other brands are broken in and ready to mow. They've all been priced to sell and are ready to take care of your yard. See our big summer used mower sale at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, or see them all on the web, hullbros.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at St. Henry Gym for the lineups here. The Indians, Alexis Bupp, number one. Kaya Wendell. Madison Rammel. Cassidy Martin. Kelsey Judy. And number 24, Carly Stone. And our very pregnant coach.
Very pregnant.
Chelsea Collins.
Number 3, Elena Tuckler. Number 5, Claudia Heitkamp.
Going through St. Henry's non-starters.
Bond. Number 7, Marley Bond. Number 9, Ashley Sebring. And number 14, Danielle Lamy.
And here's St. Henry's starters.
St. Henry, the libero. Number 0, Julia Holdheide.
Julia Holdheide. Addie Vaughn, one of the triplets.
Ashlyn Gerlach. Olivia Winner. Number 10, Olivia Clooney. And number 11, Brittany Sebring. Number 12, Carly Deitch.
So there we've got the starting lineups for the Indians and for the St. Henry Redskins. Who are our officials tonight? I know Todd Hinkle, and I don't know...
Jeff Miller.
Jeff Miller and Todd Hinkle.
Probably two of the best officials.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I don't know the Miller, but I know Todd is top-notch.
Yep.
So
he's going to call a tight match, guaranteed.
He does. He's kind of a tough word to use these days, but he's kind of a Nazi when it comes to it. The double hits, and
yep.
He's always on top of that stuff. So
yeah,
it's going to be, yeah, he's going to call a really tight game.
But it'll be fair, I guarantee it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, starters are on the floor.
I don't know. They ask me to do this. I kind of conned you into doing this too. Mm-hmm. And both of our kids are out there playing.
I know.
So it's really hard to call a game.
We're trying to watch.
Trying to watch it. I'm a little bit of a homer too, so
yeah.
I'm not going to be nearly as fair as Todd.
we absolutely want homers.
Okay, you got it. Check. We got that taken care of.
All right.
We both have daughters out there on the floor, so
yep.
We're giving nobody any slack.
That's right.
That's the first qualification. The second qualification is you have to know something about the game.
Yep.
Number one is
Well,
homer.
Then why am I here? Because I don't know anything. Diana's an expert,
yeah,
and then you found a rum-dum to run the other one.
And we're off.
Picked up in the back row, set.
Ooh.
Nice block by Cass and Maddie, but it was blocked out of bounds, so that's going to be a point for the bad guys. And this game moves so fast, so I'm not an expert broadcaster, so it's going to be tough to call. Especially with these two teams. The action's going to be quick, fast,
very
and furious.
Fast. Yep.
Nice tip by Cass. Oh, nice.
Nice job.
What do you call that? That was, I guess, a tip.
Yep.
Maddie had a tip.
That's more of a kill.
That was a kill?
Yeah, that's more of a kill.
Oh, come on. She just tipped it.
Yeah,
it just kind of broke.
I know, but it fell.
Okay.
Now you know.
All right. See, I'm learning.
Tips don't exist anymore.
I'm learning something. Tips don't exist anymore?
Nope.
I'm learning something already.
Nope. Tips don't exist. And it's a good hard serve by Maddie Rammel. Throws him off a little bit. Attack and a kill by Addie Vaughn.
Assist. Why couldn't we get those Vaughn girls in Fort Recovery?
I don't know. We tried. I think we tried when they were in fifth grade.
Yeah, their stepmom and dad both live in Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
And they play for St. Henry.
Yeah.
I'm not real happy about that.
Yep.
We've got
Elena Kunkler
in the back getting ready to serve. And score is 2-1, St. Henry leading here at the first set. Did I say that right?
Yep, first set, yep. Oh, little out of systems play here. Nice little pass by Cassidy Martin. A set. And great dig by Alexis Bupp.
Carly nice. Stone with a kill picked up in the back. Nice, what'd you call that, a tip over by
yep.
Cass Rammel back. Oh, double hit. I saw that, and I was clear over here, yep. And I don't know anything about volleyball.
Yeah, double hit by Patch. Yep.
That makes our score 3-1 Redskins. Elena Kunkler still serving. Carly Stone. They called it out. Kind of a cross-court shot, out of bounds. 4-1 St. Henry.
Indians need to pick up the pace a little bit here. Get a better pass. Nice pass by Kaya.
Great hustle by the Redskins.
Cool.
Oh,
kill
nice.
By Carly Stone.
Kill by Carly. Addie and her sister, Nora, were both right there, but Carly got the ball down for a point, so that makes our score 4-2, St. Henry leading. Carly Stone serving. Serves it right into the net. I will beat her later for that. That makes our score 5-2, and you cannot make mistakes like that against a good team like St. Henry. Number 0 serving for the Redskins. And Carly wisely let that ball go out of bounds. So the service error on St. Henry. Yes. How'd I do on that service error?
Good, you did good. Wait, a substitution
you
there.
You impressed yet?
Yeah, I'm very impressed. Substitution, okay. Hannah Kanapke coming in for Cassidy Martin.
Hannah's back to serve. Ball hit over to Vaughn.
And a nice dig by Maddie Rammel. And set. Hit by Maddie Rammel. Addie Vaughn again. Great dig by Olivia Patch. Free ball. And a hitting error by number 9.
Now, when the ball gets hit across, but it doesn't fall, that's not a kill. It's only a kill if it's a point.
If it hits the floor or if they shank it.
Okay, so what if it gets dug, what is that called?
That's just a good hit.
Just a good hit.
Yep.
Oh, okay, see,
yep.
I'm learning stuff.
Yep.
Never too old to learn.
Yep. Go. Look.
That was just about a great one.
It was just about. That's exactly right.
Hey,
it was just about a great hit.
Two saves and came right at the girl's face, and she flipped it over the net. But she had to carry it. That's the only way it had gone over the net. So
nice serve by Addie Vaughn.
Point bad, girls.
Olivia Patch almost gets a kill. Oh, Olivia Patch gets the kill.
It looked like that would have been okay. What happened on
she
that
was
one?
Across. She slid underneath the net.
Oh, okay. I
so
didn't see that.
Was that an error net?
Yeah. We've got a substitution here. Kelsey Judy in for Olivia Patch.
So Indians are down 1.
Yeah, brings our score 6-5.
Nice serve by Kelsey Judy. Back row attack by Julia Hould-Heidi. Dig by Hannah Kanapke. Set, Kelsey. Straight down hit, Paige Judy.
And nice. Was that Paige?
A great solo block by Paige Judy.
That was nice.
Yep, she just tipped that to where they just came from.
Yeah, really good hustle by the Indians.
Yep.
Ties us up at 6-6.
Let's get some points here.
Another great serve by Kelsey Judy. Throws them out of sync. Carly Stone with a beautiful dig up. Kelsey to Brooke Collig for a beautiful kill. Or, I'm sorry, Brooke.
Garkey,
thank you, yes.
I always say I get my Brooks mixed
up, too.
Same. All the time.
Kelsey Judy back serve again.
Makes our score. Indians' first lead for tonight, 7-6. Kelsey with a great serve. Nice attack by St. Henry, and they get the point.
Yeah, Ashley Seifring with a nice kill there. Brittany Seifring back in for Kunkler. Big hitter for St. Henry's left side.
Back is that Fred's serve. Daughter?
Brittany is, yes.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
That poor girl.
Yep.
But she serves the ball out of bounds. Service error, point for the Indians. That makes her score 8-7.
Ashley Sebring's not Fred's.
Okay.
Nope.
If Fred was sitting over there, he was waving to me during the national anthem. So
he's a good guy. Good guy.
He is.
Brittany, number 11, is his.
Okay.
Yep.
We got Buppy. Buppy's back to serve the ball for the Indians.
And the Indians are up one yet, 8-7.
Nice serve by Buppy.
Okay.
Nice attack there and kill by the Redskins. Makes our score 8-8.
I think we've seen that video enough on the Redskins to know that's where Brittany hits.
Right. I think the Indians have more people here tonight than Sandy.
It looks like a nice
crowd.
Serve receive for Hannah. A little miscommunication. Okay, and number one gets it through.
That was not a good hit.
That was Winner. Olivia Winner gets it through.
That wasn't a good hit, was it, Neil? That was just lucky.
Yes, okay. And we're down a point now.
You got to jump in here, Neil. You got a couple rookies.
Great serve receive, Carly Stone. She gets it back for a great, great kill. Assist by Kelsey Judy. Got a sub on the court recovery side. Cassidy Martin's back in for Hannah.
I love it when Cass Martin and Carly are in that front row.
Yeah, same. Nice serve by Kaya Wendell. Great dig, Kelsey Judy. Nice kill for Carly Stone. Nice kill for Carly Stone.
That's not a kill.
That's a kill.
She just kind of tipped it over right. She's always looking where they're not, and that's where she
that's
always.
That's what you got to do.
And it was about 3 inches inbounds.
Yep, that's what you got to do.
Yep.
Another nice serve by Kaya.
And a rough hit by. Ooh, got to get those a little bit higher for Martin. Girl can jump. Nice dig by Buppy. Great set, Kelsey Judy. Good spot. Oh, nice try, Carly Stone.
That one was about 3 inches out of bounds.
Yep. Got a substitution on the St. Henry side.
But she's finding those in lines that makes it really tough.
Yep. Carly Deitch in for Olivia Winner. And Carly Deitch back to serve. Score is tied up 10-10. Nice. Nice kill by Carly Stone again.
We'll say she's got three.
I think so, yeah.
We've got Maddie Rammel back to serve. Oh, nice serve.
Serve Maddie Rammel. A little too easy for the Redskins. Nice dig, Madison Rammel. Kaya goes to get it. Stone helps
free,
it over.
Free ball over. Nice block. Nice block by Patch
Cassidy and
Cassidy Martin.
Yep, great, great block.
Maddie's back serving. That makes her score 12-10. Good guys. Nice tip by
Addie.
Oh, Carly. Carly hits it long. Point.
Yeah, that one was way long.
That was way long.
It was a good hard hit. Back in. Sorry.
Point St. Henry. That makes our score 12-11.
She hit it hard, but just didn't get down.
Nice hit by, or serve by, oh, Todd Hankel changes the call. Out of bounds. Looked out of bounds from over here. Definitely looked out of bounds from over here. But what do I know?
And it landed about 5 feet from him, so he had the best view in the house.
Yep, I agree. Carly Stone back to serve. And she has a great serve. Julia Holdheide. Nice dig by Kaya. Oh, she's sitting right there, Maddie Rammel. Use him. Gotta use it, Maddie Rammel.
That dude had a couple of questionable calls in the JV game, so I'm not listening to the line judge over there.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
I would believe Todd any day.
Okay, hold Heidi back to serve for St. Henry. Scores 13-12. Indians are up. Nice serve receive. Carly Stone. Cassidy Martin
straight down.
We need to set her a heck of a lot more than what we do.
Straight down, Cassidy Martin. Every time
that
she's on that right side.
Has got hops.
Yep.
She smashed that one.
Yep. Great assist, Madison Rammel. I'm not sure who serve received that, but that was a great play.
Indians up two.
Hannah Kanapke crosses the end line.
Yep, stepped on the
serve.
Stepped on the line.
Yep, little mistakes like that will get you.
Yeah, you can't do that against St. Henry.
Yeah. Can't miss serves. You can't step over the line. Serve. Good hustle, Carly Stone.
Yep. But that serve got tipped instead of going up and went back, and Carly went after it, but there's no way to save it. So it's 14-14.
So it's
Let's
mistakes.
Say they go right back to her. Yep.
Yep. Nice hit by Olivia Patch. Puts it in the rafters. Great dig by Hold Heidi. Dig by Hannah Kanapke. Set out to Paige Judy, who hits it almost straight down. Great dig by Addie Vaughn, who free balls it over to Brooke.
Good
Madison
hustle.
Rammel for the set. Paige Judy in for the kill.
That was good play on both sides.
Yeah, that was a really good volley. She smashed that down. The Redskin girl kind of flipped it, tried to dig it, but it went backwards. Kind of just hit it a little too hard for the defender.
Kelsey Judy back to serve. Indians up 15-14.
Great serve.
Good serve. Addie Vaughn to set to the Clooney. Great dig by Kelsey. Hannah Kanapke for the kill out of the back row.
Nice.
Great assist by Paige Judy, I believe.
Yep.
Good hustle on both sides here.
Yep. Kelsey Judy back to serve again. Indians up two, 16-14. Great serve.
Nice serve.
Go, great dig, Carly Stone. Oh, Kelsey Judy puts it a little too close to the net.
Yep, it was back and forth at the net. It went across and back in about a hundredth of a second.
Yep, got it.
And we did tip it. Tried to keep it alive, but it didn't happen.
Serve receive. Great, good spot, Carly Stone.
Oh,
great
nice.
Kill by Carly Stone.
Man.
Makes a beautiful play.
Yes.
That's not a kill.
That is a kill.
That's not a kill.
That is a kill.
You think a
Trust
kill
me.
Is two hands.
Trust
when you
me.
Use two
you,
hands, it's a tip.
It's a when, kill.
It's not a kill.
Do you think
don't
a kill is what they would call a smash?
Buffy back to serve. Indians up 17-15.
I'm going
to
call it a spike here in a minute.
Okay.
Addie Vaughn for the set. Two.
Nice dig
Great
by
dig.
Kelsey.
Kelsey, nice hit by, nice kill by Brooke Garkey.
Yep. The defender hit it, went straight up, hit the air conditioning duct, and shot straight back down so fast that her teammate didn't have a chance to get up. We'll take a quick break while they're taking a break. The timeout. Indians lead 18-15.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
And we're back here.
Indians took a three-point lead. It didn't take St. Henry long to call a timeout, get their girls' heads about them, and then we're just about ready to start play.
I just want to give a big shout-out to Perry Hall out there listening. Love you, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yep.
Perry out in Burbank.
Yeah, he's out there listening. God love him. Alexis Buck back there. Serve received by Brittany Seafrin. Great set by Addie Vaughn. Kill by Olivia Winter.
Yep. Indians couldn't get under it to keep it alive. Just about got there, but not quite.
Yep.
Up two.
Okay, that puts Olivia Clooney back on the service line. Serve received Hannah Kanapke. Set out to Carly Stone for a great hit. With another good hit by number 10, I'm sorry, not number 10. Number 8.
That one now, Port Recovery is going to call a timeout with Sandra getting a couple of quick points. Makes our score 18-17.
And that one hit about a foot inbounds. Back in just a minute.
All for fall. Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection, Charming Country Decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
We're back here at St. Henry High School watching the Indians take on the St. Henry Redskins. And the Indians are clinging to a one-point lead here.
Got to get the momentum back.
First set.
Got Olivia Clooney back to serve for St. Henry. Serve received, Bupp, Kanapke, Stone. Great serve received by Buppy. And a hit by Brooke Garkey. Great dig. And Brittany, good dig by Hannah Kanapke. And a dig by Clooney. Hit by Gerlach, dig Alexis Bupp. Little miscommunication, but another kill by Carly Stone. She is getting her done tonight.
And she put that one just an inch from the line.
Yep. I would say she practiced that.
Yeah, she's been painting that line all night. That is really good. She's on.
Kaya Wendell back to serve for the Indians, up two. Great serve received by Brittany. Slide to Nora Vaughn, who gets the kill.
We got under it, but shot it straight to the left of the net. And
Carly Deitch in.
Out of bounds.
For Olivia Winter. And back to serve, Carly Deitch.
Indians leading 19-18 here in the first set. Great serve.
Good hustle, Cassidy Martin. Another attack attempt by Carly Stone. A dig by Kelsey. And a kill by Madison Ramble.
Nice job, Madison Ramble.
That's an assist by Kelsey Judy.
Set her up really nice. She hit it at an angle, went off the defender's hand, and right straight down.
Back to serve is Maddie Ramble.
Indians up two.
Let's finish this, girls.
Short serve to the setter, Carly Deitch. Julia Holdheide for the serve. Out of bounds.
All right.
Those little bloop serves get on my nerves.
Yeah, I know.
21-18, Indians.
It. But it throws off the
keep
offense.
Rolling.
So there's a reason for it.
Yep. You can't do it every time.
Nope. Gerlach for the serve receive.
Nice.
Nora Vaughn.
Nice dig by Maddie.
Yeah. Bad hit by Stone.
She had that nice little tip over the net, but she was 2 feet short.
We need to get her swinging. Need to get her on the net.
Yeah, she needs to be swinging, not doing that little pushing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she was about 2-3 feet farther from the net than she thought she was.
Kunkler back serve.
Great
Stone serve receive. Maddie Ramel for the set. Cassidy Martin hits it into the net.
And just like that, they're right back in it here.
21-20.
St. Henry sneaking up on us. Only 1 point lead by the Indians.
Yeah.
Grab that momentum back, girls.
Kind of a slow game tonight. A lot slower than it should be. Cassidy Martin almost gets the kill. St. Henry makes a great play. Great dig, Kaya. And a kill by Carly Stone.
Isn't that what we just said?
That's what we just said.
Off the defender's hand and
she needs
way up and out of bounds.
She needs to be swinging.
Yep, she needs to be swinging. Yep.
That worked out pretty well.
Makes our score 22-20, Indians leading here.
Let's be aggressive here, Carly Stone. Nice hard serve. Good, great serve by Carly Stone. Good dig by Julia Holdheide. Great dig by Carly Stone. Up by Maddie. Paige Judy for the hit. And Madison Ramble for the dig. Kaya Wendell. Stone for a hard hit. Nice dig. Madison Ramble dig. Kaya Wendell. To Paige Judy, who makes a nice hit. Dig. Addie Vaughn. Addie Vaughn gets the hit.
And it did stay in, it looks like. They called it in.
It was in.
Yeah, so.
So Addie Vaughn gets the point.
I thought it might be out of bounds. It went fast. I could not really tell, but.
Good serve received by Carly Stone. Paige Judy gets the kill.
All right.
Assist Madison Rammel. That was a great serve receive, I think.
23-21 Indians.
Hannah Canapi sets in.
Neil, did you bring the nitroglycerin tablets?
23-21 Indians up. Hannah Canapi back to serve.
Might have a heart
great
attack here.
Great serve receive, or great serve by Hannah. Free balled over by Carly Deitch. Hannah Canapi for the free ball. Madison Rammel sets it. Olivia Patch hits it 3 feet out of bounds.
Yep, too deep. Man, she hit it hard, but
she hit it hard.
Just didn't get down enough. Indians up by a point.
Yep.
23-22. Let's get two real quick here and get it done.
Nice serve receive, Paige Judy. Boom. Wow. She hits it straight down.
Oh, that was
man. That was pretty.
That was pretty.
I haven't seen a hit like that in a long time, Paige Judy.
It's lucky she hit it at the floor, because if she'd hit some girl with it, she'd still be bleeding.
She would still be bleeding. That was
man.
A hard hit ball.
That's the kind of thing that gets
right?
you some, a lot of momentum. That got all our student section
that's
up.
That's a spike.
Yep.
That's a kill right there.
Nope,
great
that's a spike.
Great serve by Kelsey Judy. Out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Indians.
Nope.
Oh,
he called
Tommy
that in.
Tommy calls that in.
I cannot tell from here, but I thought it was out.
Yep.
Same. He's calling it in.
Okay, here we go. Must have been in. I can't see it from
24-23. We need this point.
Back to
we
serve.
We don't want to keep going back and forth with
Ashley
him here.
Ashley Seifrin.
Let's get this match over. It's set over.
Great pass by Carly Stone. And a good hit by Paige Judy. Free ball. Addie Vaughn gets the hit and the kill.
Makes her score 24-24.
That's our defender and out of bounds. 24-24. You want to take another quick break, or you want to talk a little bit here?
I don't know. I think we could talk a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's a slow motion kind of game.
Things aren't
happening like they should on either side, really.
No, we're not moving nearly as good as I've seen us. We're not playing nearly as good as I've seen us play.
Yeah, I agree.
And that could be because we're playing an outstanding team. We're not playing a team from the CCC, the Cross County
Conference. Right. There's other things that need to happen. And
yep, 24-24, you don't want to get in one of those situations where you're back and forth.
Right.
With the 1 point thing, we got to get this set over with.
Yep, and we just have to kind of keep our head and go with our game plan.
Yeah, play our game. We can.
I think we're better than they are.
This is not the best St. Henry team. And
we're not playing to our potential yet either. So once we get that figured out.
Good dig.
Kelsey Judy's got to mix that up a little bit. We can't always feed our big guns. There's other ones.
Yep.
You know, that's where we get into trouble.
Paige went for the smash and
got a block.
Yep,
so now they're up one. So this is a big point right here for the
Indians.
This
is a set point.
Not a good play call there. Oh, Madison Rammel shanks it out of bounds.
And St. Henry comes back. Okay.
Yeah, they were down four or three.
Three, I think. I think we're up 23-20.
Yeah.
So they scored, outscored us 5-1. So we need to do a little better than that. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to talk to Tyler.
Which Tyler do you mean?
My brother Tyler. He was out looking for Ralph, our dog.
Why would your brother be here looking for Ralph, your dog?
I told Tyler that you had something for everyone. So he said he was going to look there.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should ask your parents for help.
Can I speak to my mom?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines. No appointment is necessary. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. Stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, or Bern in Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Reagan.
Lots of different things coming up here with Fort Recovery Radio tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's Thursday, isn't
it's
it?
Thursday.
Tomorrow. We had extra Sundays this week. Tomorrow, Fort Recovery football at Parkway. Pregame with Jeff Hobbs and Joe Bubba Bruins at 7:15. Next week, Monday, volleyball at Franklin Monroe, and FR's got that one. Tuesday, volleyball at South Adams, and we will have Radio Rob helping us with that one with WPGW simulcast. Thursday, we got volleyball host New Bremen, and that's going to be simulcast with Radio Rob and WPGW. And then next Friday, Fort Recovery's hosting Coldwater. Of course, you're going to have FR broadcasting that, and that is the football parents' chili supper. So lots of stuff to listen to here on Fort Recovery Radio, and we got to get these girls playing a little bit better.
Yeah, they're like just going through the motions.
They're playing kind of flat.
Yeah,
not a lot of emotion out there right now.
Yep, let's get them going. Somebody, we need a leader out there to get out there and just get them going. Cassidy Martin's usually pretty good at that.
Maybe that little comeback by St. Henry made him mad.
Yeah, could be. I'm hoping. We'll see.
We need to get them fired up and going.
Yeah, a couple stats from that first game. Stone with 7 kills. Garkey with 2. Rammel with 2. And Cassidy Martin with, I believe, 4. 3 or 4.
And so here we are next. Next set, ball's up.
We got it across.
Nice block there in front. Another block by Madison.
Pretty good back and forth there at the net.
Bad hit by Addie Vaughn.
And that'll give the Indians a point.
Good net play by Madison.
Four hits by St. Henry gives us a first point. So
there's a whole bunch of back and forth right at the net.
1-0. Madison Rammel serving.
Aggressively serves it right to Addie Vaughn. Hits it almost out. Great play by Madison Rammel. Deitch for the set. And I don't know how she does it. Brittany Seifring gets it over our 6'3" Olivia Patch.
Hit the only spot in the floor where we didn't have a defender.
Yep.
Makes our score 1-1 here at St. Henry's second set.
Conkler.
Tried to set it, and it went over the net, and they just tipped it right back down at our feet. Indians down a point.
St. Henry's definitely got the momentum. They had it from the late last game, and it's picking right up again.
Conkler misses.
That helps.
Yep, gives Fort Recovery.
Serves it into the net, so we're tied at 2, and slows their momentum. Let's see if we can take the momentum here.
Stone back to serve. A serve received by Julia Holdheide, handled by Deitch. And an out of bounds hit by number 9 from St. Henry.
That was a tough one to let go, but they did. It was about a foot out of bounds.
Stone gets us the point. And she misses.
Just hit the top of the net.
Yep.
Doesn't go over. Tied at 3.
That puts Julia Holdheide on the service line for St. Henry. Back to serve receive. We've got Stone, Kaya Wendell, Paige Judy. Ball's up. Paige Judy. Back set. Cassidy Martin gets not a kill. Cassidy Martin gets a dig. Paige Judy hits it out of bounds. Mm.
It was just right down the line and just went out of bounds. Good strong hit again.
Yep. Going to have to clean up our play a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt.
We're just sloppy.
And there's not a bunch of emotion out there on the floor. They look really...
We're down a point now.
Good pass, Paige. Great reach by Cassidy Martin. Gets us a kill.
my lob saying that was a lousy set by your daughter.
That was a lousy, too wide of a set.
And
I wonder what the play call is.
Cass did a fantastic job of reaching that ball and getting it over a point.
Another one in the net.
Oh, service errors.
We can't do that.
They are going to kill us.
We're not going to do that anymore. The rest of the night.
Unforced errors.
St. Henry sends in Olivia Winner for Carly Dykes. Back to serve, Addie Vaughn.
Tremendous serve. Ace.
It's served by Addie Vaughn.
Now right at Paige Judy's feet. She got her hands on it, but it went straight to the right.
Another ace serve by Addie Vaughn.
Another great serve by Addie Vaughn. That gets the St. Henry lead out to 7-4.
Did the same thing there to Carly. Right at her feet. Could not get under it. That one she did.
Great hit by Paige. Good.
Good hustle by St. Henry to get that back over.
Brooke Barkey for a nice hit. Hannah Kanapke for a dig. Madison Ramos.
Set up somebody good here.
Paige Judy hits it into the net.
Hit it hard, but just hit just not quite over the net. And
St. Henry another point. Addie Vaughn back serve.
Okay, let's stop the momentum here. Got our own going.
Hannah Kanapke for the serve receive. Set to Stone out of the back row. Gets a kill.
All right.
Stone gets a kill. Great assist by Maddie Rammel.
Right at their defender's feet. And she could not get it up in the air.
Yeah. Kelsey Judy in for the Indians. Back to serve.
Let's get on a big roll here.
Indians trailing 8-5 here in the second set.
Kelsey gets us a nice serve. Serve received. Slide back to
out.
Number 10.
Smashed hard
by Olivia
but
Clooney.
Quite a bit out of bounds.
Takes our score to 8-6 here in the second set in St. Henry. Nice block.
Great play by Olivia Clooney.
Yeah, the block went pretty well straight up on St. Henry's side of the net, and they were able to just go up and tap it right straight down.
Olivia, or Brittany Seifer again.
So we're down three.
Conklin. Carly Stone for the serve receive. Great set by Kelsey. And a little tip over.
Yep, dinked it right over top of the defenders and onto the floor. 10-6 in favor of St. Henry, and they're serving. We need to get a big time stop and then get rolling.
It's almost time for a timeout, isn't it, Coach?
Just about.
Oh, shot it up in the air to set it up and hit one of the rafters and bounced back over here out of bounds.
Makes our score 11-6, and Fort Recovery's going to take a timeout. They definitely look pretty disheveled out there.
Yeah.
Want to take a timeout with them, or you got some more?
Yeah, we'll take a break.
Okay, be back in just a minute.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, we're back, and Indians down 5.
Yep, we've got to get things going in the right direction here.
We're not looking very sharp.
No, the Indians they played okay in the first set, and then the second set here, the last 6 or 7 points, we've been out of sorts. So the girls got to get their heads out of their rear ends. Am I allowed saying that?
Yeah, no. I think so.
Okay.
No.
As long as you said rear ends, I think we're in good shape. Back set, Paige Judy hits it straight down.
They need to get their heads in the game.
Yep. Nice hit, Paige,
yeah.
Great assist by Kelsey.
Now let's get some momentum going here.
We get Paige Judy out. Lexus Bupp comes in.
It's going to Lexus on one of those serving rolls that she was on a whole bunch of times last year.
She has a tendency to get on a roll.
Yes, she does.
We really need her. Great serve.
Good serve received by Hold Heidi.
Oh, nice block by the Indians.
Net. Ball hits the antenna. Brittany Schiefering hits the antenna. We get a point.
All right.
Lexus Bupp gives us one.
All right, keep it rolling. Let's go, Lexus.
Another nice serve by Alexis Bupp.
And a kill by Brittany Seifrin.
Yep, we got under it.
Would that have been out? It looked like
it went straight back. Maybe. Yeah, but I don't know if you can take that chance.
Yeah.
When it's going that fast, you just have to play.
Yep. Clooney back to serve. Stone with the serve receipt. Kelsey Judy to set. To Paige.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
Who hits it straight. Nice hit.
Oh, that was really good. The defender got under it, went straight up in the rafters, and they could not play it out of there. So, Indians down three again, but Servin.
Kaya
went. Kaya got on some major rolls last year on Servin.
Indians down three.
Great pass by Gerloff. And a dig by Kelsey. Attack by Fort Camp.
Got to swing at those.
And straight down block, Paige Fort Camp and Cassidy Martin.
Yep, not sure who had it, but it went straight down, and that was
they both did.
I care about. Yep.
You give it to both of them.
That's good. I'd give it to everybody if we could. that was a good
back
one.
To serve.
Indians still trailing by two.
Nice dig by Kelsey.
Great dig by Kelsey.
Forecamps and hits it into the blockers for a great block by the Redskins.
And it came back down on our side. We hit it twice, but the first time was desperation, second time was under the net.
Carly Dines back to serve for St. Henry. St. Henry's up 13-10.
Oh, it's going to be an ace serve for St. Henry.
Kaya got under it and hit it toward us.
You were supposed to play that, Neil.
Well, I don't think they'd let me. I'm out of eligibility.
Kelsey Judy puts her right on top of the net. I don't know how Stone got to that. Great dig by
good.
Buffy.
That was good. Good job, girls.
Oh, that could have, should have, been a kill by Addie Vaughn.
Yep. Looked like things were kind of going our way, and then they just smashed it right into us. It's real Indians.
Redskins taking a lead here, 15-10, up five. Carly tried putting one down the line, and it was out of bounds. So another point for the Redskins at 16-10.
Roll shot by Carly Stone. We need to get her on a roll.
Oh,
great dig by Carly. Oh, I'm surprised. Good spot by Carly Deitch. Finds the hole in the back for the Indians, who are really, really out of sync right now.
Yes.
Almost time for another timeout. Our girls
just
are
about. Good back row attack by Bupp. Maddie Vaughn hits it into the net.
Finally a point for the Indians.
Substitute in Maddie Rammel for Paige Forecamp.
Since the first set,
when
we were up 23-20, they have outscored us
a lot.
23-11. So we need to really get going here.
Out. Maddie Vaughn hits it out of bounds.
Yep, that one was way out. The girls wisely stepped away from it. Down five.
Maddie Rammel back to serve again. To Gerloff, to Deitch, out to Addie Vaughn, who gets a kill. Off of Cassidy Martin, Olivia Patch hands.
Makes our score 18-12. Indians trailing.
Conkler back to serve for St. Henry.
Oh, no.
And she gets
the kill. Oh, man, that was good. The setup was a little short of perfect. And it got tipped back a little short of perfect to Carly, and she smacked one right down on the floor.
I taught her that back in the seventh grade.
Yeah, good thing she remembered it.
Yeah.
That one worked great.
Yeah.
Oh, Carly Stone.
Just get it over.
Yep, she got it over.
It's a good thing I'm not in that huddle.
About 3 feet out of bounds on the left side.
19-13. Serve. And Cassidy Martin for the kill.
Right.
Almost guaranteed.
That was a good one.
Hitting from that right side. Need to get her the ball. Right now we're not getting anybody the ball, so.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but I'm not a volleyball coach.
No. Our passing is just not where it needs to be right now. We're just in a funk. St. Henry rolls it right into the net. Number 9. Well, Ashley Seifring rolls it right into the net. Hannah Kanamke back to serve for us again.
Indians are down.
Down 4 now.
4.
Let's get a roll going here. Let's take a lead on this set of serves.
Hannah Kanapke for a great serve again. Up by Carly Deitch. Addie Vaughn for the hit and kill. Our defense is looking like it's in slow.
Weak.
Slow.
Weak, weak,
slow
weak.
Motion. They're not hitting hard. We're just not moving. Addie Vaughn back to serve. Kaya Wendell puts it over the net. Addie Vaughn for a set. Out to great dig, Hannah Kanapke.
Gotta hit that.
I don't know
gotta
why
swing
our hitters.
At that.
I don't know why our hitters aren't hitting. They seem to think that we need to place the ball. We just need to hit it.
St. Henry's hitting the ball, that's for sure.
Hit it! Purple! Hit it!
And you can dink them. You can just tip them over every once in a while, but we're doing it almost every other.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. Yeah. Addie Vaughn serves the ball in the net. We need swingers, girls. We need swingers.
And it's not like we don't have girls that can smack the heck out of it, because we can. We got 10 of them that can
hit the ball.
Put her right down on the floor. So we're down 5, 21-16. Serving.
Kelsey Judy back to serve. Hold Heidi. Kelsey Judy gets a dig. Paige Judy gets a hit. Kaya Wendell gets a great dig. Saved by Kelsey Judy. Over. Addie Vaughn setting to center. And Kelsey Judy misses it. Paige Forkamp. Front row for Maddie Rammel here.
St. Henry's just on a roll. They're just they're placing the ball extremely well.
Good serve receive. Back to Paige Judy. Nice hit by Paige Judy. Great dig by Addie Vaughn. Hannah Kanapke with a great dig. Up out to Paige Judy again for a hit. And number 9. I'm sorry, number 8. Livia Winter hits it into the net. In for the Fort Recovery Indians. Alexis Bupp.
Indians trailing. 22-17.
Hit the ball. Come on, girls. Back to serve, Alexis Bupp. Good serve out to Brittany. Great hit by Brittany Seifring.
That one was a hit.
That's a nice kill. Right where she hits it all the time.
This is about where we started giving our lead away last game.
Out. Hannah Kanapke lets that one go. Good move. In for the Indians. Cassidy Martin.
Hanging around here, 23-18. Got Kaya Wendell back to serve.
Let's switch the momentum here, girls.
Kaya Wendell, nice serve to Brittany Seifring. Nice dig by Kaya Wendell and set. Hit by Paige Forkamp, my bad. And another kill by Brittany Seifring.
I think our girls just need to get mad.
They're trying to play their game, and we need to play our own. That's what's going on.
Yep.
St. St. Henry's having some serious unforced errors, and we're not capitalizing. That's big.
Yeah, they are.
Matty Rammel back to serve.
One way out of bounds.
They're making plenty of mistakes.
Olivia Patch back in.
We just can't capitalize on any of them.
Well, let's get 7 points in a row here. We've got several girls that can serve 7 points in a row. And Madison.
Patch almost gets a dig. We just can't set up our offense at this point.
No, we're not.
Smash. Game bounds. And that's the second set.
Play your game, girl.
Yep. We'll take a break and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Was this summer a little rough on your car? Maybe you just need some routine maintenance. Oil change, tires rotated, air conditioner charged. Call Hastings Auto at 375-4617 and let their skilled technicians take care of it. And if you're looking for a clean, low-mileage used vehicle, they're the best place in the area to look for a used car. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. And if they don't have what you want, they'll find it for you. That's Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Nothing like coming in from a long day outside, plopping down in your favorite spot, sipping an ice-cold beverage, and letting the chill of the air conditioning make your summer day complete. Or you could have your legs sticking to a vinyl-covered chair placed 6 inches from a fan blowing full speed at your beet-red face as you wish you would have called Reasoner Energy for that Trane air conditioner. Summer's heat comes fast and hot. Call Reasoner Energy 419-678-4858 and don't sweat it.
Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is now a full-line MacDon dealer. That means Hall Brothers can sell MacDon Draper heads to fit all brands of combines. Case IH, John Deere, and Gleaner combine owners can harvest with the best of the best drapers. MacDon Drapers will fit John Deere 50, 60, 70, and S-Series combines. Also Gleaner R and S-Series combines. MacDon Draper heads come in four sizes from 30 to 45 feet wide. See Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio today, your local MacDon dealer.
Now, go!
We're back here at St. Henry Fieldhouse watching the high school volleyball action here with the Indians trailing now two sets to none. Got to get their game going here. We've been playing very, what would you call it?
Lackadaisical.
Lackadaisical. Kind of slow and
nonchalant.
We have got to get things going, St. Henry.
We are trying to play too much non-aggressive enough. We're playing to find holes, and St. Henry's got those holes covered.
Yep.
We've got to play our own game and not theirs.
Yep.
If we play our game, we win. If we play their game, we lose. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, we haven't been playing what I've seen.
So just let them play.
We haven't been playing a power game. We usually are power.
Kaya Wendell back to serve. Great serve receive. Brittany Seifring. And up to Brittany. She kills it straight down. Great hit by Brittany Seifring. And in for the St. Henry Redskins is Carly Deitch. Back to serve.
Makes our score 1-0 St. Henry here in the third set.
Carl Stone for the serve receive. Kelsey to Cassidy Martin. Great dig by Gerloff to Deitch. Back set to Addie Vaughn, who hits it out of bounds with no touch. Back to serve is Madison Rammel. Subbing in for Kelsey Judy is Paige Forkamp. Maddie Rammel with a great serve to Gerloff, who makes a great serve receive. Addie Vaughn hits it. Kaya Wendell for the dig. Madison Rammel out to Stone, who makes a great hit. Madison Rammel back to Paige, who tips it right into our side of the net.
Makes our score 2-1. And again, she can hit the ball.
Keep playing for a ball.
She can hit the ball really well. Why you would.
Yeah, she just tipped it.
Tipped
she should have smacked it.
Swing. We need to swing.
Clue.
Back to serve, Olivia Kunkler.
That was a nice serve.
Great, great kill by Paige Forkamp. Beautiful assist by Madison Rammel.
That was a good dig, a good assist, and a big smash.
In for the Indians is Paige Judy. Back to serve is Carly Stone.
Makes our score 2-2.
It's been on a big-time roll here.
Great serve, Carly Stone, up to the net. Good block, Nora Vaughn. Good dig by Stone, up to Cassidy Martin, who gets blocked. Madison Rammel gets a kill.
All right. That's not a kill.
That's how we do it. That's a kill. I know, it just ticks you off, don't it? Hey, that gives Stone a service point.
They got their hand on it. 2-2. No, 3-2, Indians.
Great serve by Carly Stone. That's how she needs to serve all the time. Great dig.
Oh, good dig.
Kaya, Madison Rammel for the set. Paige Judy.
Oh, I thought that hit in.
For the almost kill.
I thought that hit about 6 inches in.
Hey, it looks like we're playing our game. Keep swinging here, Purple. Keep swinging. It's a good hit. Back to serve Julia Holdheide for the St. Henry Redskins. She gets it in and over. Madison Rammel for an aggressive, aggressive play. Slide by Clooney, who gets it in.
How did that...
Hey, another serve receive here. Who will hold Heidi back to serve again.
Indians down a point.
We got to serve receive the ball.
Great serve ace by the Redskins, 5-3. The Redskins took the JV game in two sets.
Kyle Wendell with the serve receive. Back to Cassidy Martin. Carla Deitch for the attack. Madison Rammel run around like a crazy chicken. Paige Judy gets it over. Blocked by Cassidy Martin. Carla Deitch double hit over the net. Carla Deitch gets called for the double. In for the Indians. Hannah Kanapke back to serve. Brooke Garkey's back in the front row. Makes a score 5-4 in favor of the Redskins.
We haven't seen much of Brooke tonight, have we? That's ridiculous.
Hannah Kanapke serves it.
No, that was a wrong call. They called that out of bounds, and it was...
In for the St. Henry Redskins is number 8.
Yeah, that was definitely in bounds.
Back to serve serve, Addie Vaughn. Serve receive, Paige. Gets us a point. I don't know how she did it. Yep. She got us a point.
A little confusion it looked like on the Redskins. Who was going to play that? It drops down on the floor.
So it's Kelsey Judy back in.
6-5 Redskins, and Indians are serving. So let's get mad about that.
I'm pissed now, Neil.
I meant the team.
Oh, okay.
Great serve by Kelsey Judy. Puts Redskins out of sync. Hannah to Kelsey to Madison Rammel, who gets the kill.
That dude calls one more bad call with that red flag over there. You know where that red flag's going to find itself, Neil?
In the trash can?
No.
Okay.
It may be brown when it comes back out, Neil.
Kelsey Judy.
In the mud puddle in the parking lot.
Okay,
ties
there
the
you
game
go.
At it with Madison Rammel's kill. And Kelsey gets us another good set. And good dig.
Oh, and we... tipped it and set them up and just mishit. Oh, man, we had a huge opportunity.
Yep,
there.
Makes our score 7-6. Great serve by the Redskins.
Just a bad setting decision on Kelsey Judy. When you're making a play like that, you got to go outside. You can't set it over that girl's shoulders like that. Right now it's a poor setting decision. Kelsey, she needs to be smarter than that.
Hey, you got us a service error. So 8-7 with the Indians serving. We're down a point.
Back to serve for the Indians. Alexis Bupp.
Alexis Bupp. Let's go, Buppy. Get on a roll.
Yep. Let's get mad. Somebody besides Steve.
Out to Brittany. Go, Hannah.
Oh,
great
man,
play by Hannah Kanapke. Holy cow.
That was a great
and
dig.
Over to the St. Henry Redskins. Great dig by Kelsey Judy. Hannah Kanapke. Yep, back row attack. Hannah Kanapke. That's why she doesn't attack out of the back row.
What was that call?
She's a back row hitter attacker. She went. She attacked in front of the 10-foot line. Can't jump.
Oh, didn't realize that.
Yeah, cannot jump in front of the 10-foot line. Or I'm sorry, yeah, in front of it.
That's why. That's why we have Diana here.
Learned a new rule.
She's an expert.
Yeah. Oh, and a kill by Carly Stone.
Oh. I believe that was out of bounds.
I believe it was out of bounds.
It was
went
a
off
tip.
Her foot. It went off her foot, but nobody's seen it, so it doesn't matter. So.
Yeah, I missed the part off her foot.
Doesn't matter, girls. Play. Doesn't matter. Play. Play your game.
Side out to St. Henry. Hannah Kanapke with a great Madison Rammel.
Oh, of course. That was on the line.
Out of bounds.
I don't know if the line's in or out in volleyball, so I probably shouldn't say.
Timeout by the Indians, who are, again, out of sorts.
We got Stevie Wonder over there on the other corner. He hasn't seen a ball yet tonight. He just calls them all in.
Well, depends on which side St. Henry's on. When we're over there, they might be all out.
Well, absolutely.
Or all in, I mean. Yeah. So it's not... I don't know. Look like they've missed a few, especially this game. But we, like Diana says, forget about it. Let's go play.
Yep.
Let's get mad.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
you got to keep playing.
We just have to play our game. Let's
get mad and just start smacking the ball as hard as you can.
Yeah, we need to focus on what we can do and not on what they can't do at this point.
Yep.
You know, and if that wasn't said in that huddle, I'd be glad to go down there and say it. Focus on what we can do and not what they can't do. At this point, if we would just do that, there's a chance. But
it's
at this point,
time for big time momentum swing right here.
At this point, we're just focusing on what they can't do, and that won't win games. That ball was 10 feet out of bounds. Carly Stone for the attack to Addie Vaughn. Kelsey Judy with the dig to Maddie Rammel. Carly Stone's just not getting great sets at this point.
Nobody's getting good sets.
Nobody is.
Yeah, nobody's getting sets. You need to be set in Cass.
Yeah.
You need to be set in Carly.
I don't know if our passing is so bad right now at this point that, I mean, Maddie Rammel's coming all the way on the wrong side of the court to set it. I don't know how she got it, where she got it. Good serve by Kaya Wendell up to Addie Vaughn. For a kill by Nora Vaughn, sister to sister. I think this might be Nora's first varsity game. I'm not sure. Carly Deitch in and to serve. Good serve received by Madison Rammel right on the net.
Got it across, and they put it right back, and we had it under the net. So we're down 5, 13-8.
Huge shout out to Perry Hall right now, listening out in Burbank, California. Great attack by Martin.
Good reach by Maddie Rammel for the block. And we miss another one by Brittany Seifring. Great kill by Brittany Seifring. Remember coaching her back in sixth grade, way back in the day.
Was she that good back then?
She was good.
Makes our score 14-8. The Indians got to get something going here.
That ain't getting her done.
An ace serve, 15-8. We are hurting bad.
Out of bounds.
That's out.
But we hit it. Probably was going out of bounds. Hit it. Went back. Hit the wall. Indians are doing a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're over here at St. Henry, Ohio, at the volleyball game, watching the Redskins dismantle the Fort Recovery Indians.
Yeah, we were up 23-20 in the first set and managed to lose that and haven't looked good since. And right now we're down 16-8.
Back to serve for the Redskins, Carly Deitch.
In the third set.
Buppy for the serve receive up to Kelsey Judy. Cassidy Martin gets the kill. Not sure how that ball fell. Page four camp back in for Kelsey Judy. Madison Ramel back to serve. We're going to have to get a spark going here.
There's something not a spark going in that team out there right now.
No, there's not. Madison Ramel with a great serve. Dig by Gerlach. And a block. Block. And a dig by Kaya. Whoa, Kaya Wendell. And Buppy takes it over. Pass by Nora Vaughn. Up to... good dig by Buppy up to Stone, who goal shots it right into the net.
Crying out loud.
Man. I just want to remind everybody, too, that Rock and Roll Rocker will be coming up either right after the volleyball match or at 8 o'clock, whichever one is later, probably 8 o'clock. So that's just a few minutes from now, 15 minutes
from
now.
Back to serve, Olivia Conklin.
Wow.
Serve receive, Carly Stone. Right at Cassidy Martin.
I have not seen us play poorly all season so far.
She wasn't able to get it over her head, so nobody could make the third hit.
Kill by Carly Stone.
Hey, that dude called that in. Wow. I guess since it landed in right in front of him, he couldn't call it out. No matter how bad he wanted to.
You know, and looking back at this game, our passing, I feel like, has been so bad.
Poor, yes.
It's been so bad we haven't even been able to set up our offense. Great block by Paige Fort Campbell.
That was
Cassidy
awesome.
Martin, that was a pretty, pretty block right there. Carly Stone back to serve again. She gets us a service point. And she serves a great ball to Kunkler.
Nice
back
serve.
Set to Addie Vaughn, who gets, or no, not Addie. Yeah, Addie Vaughn, who gets the kill off of Cassidy Martin's hands.
...19-11 now. Redskins serving.
Hey, Judy, straight down, right to Carly Deitch. Out to Addie Vaughn, who gets blocked. And Deitch again. Dig by Kyle Wendell. Madison Ramel up for the set. Cassidy Martin tips it again.
Hit that, Cass.
I don't know what we're doing. There's another block by Cassidy and Paige. Over by Kunkler. Paige Judy with the bam. Bam by Carly Stone. Gets the kill out of the back row.
Yep.
Great play by the Indians.
It was really good.
Yeah. Now, she was in the back row. If she would have came up in front of that line, would they have called that?
She has to jump behind the 10-foot line. If she jumps in front of the 10-foot line, it's illegal.
Oh, okay.
Hannah Knapke back to serve. Gets a good serve to Addie Vaughn. Slide out to Clooney. Madison Ramel with a great dig. Hannah out to Paige Fortkamp. Dig by Kunkler. And a double hit by Carly Deitch. Great hit by Fortkamp. Hannah Kanapke's getting us some service points.
Yep. Let's keep it rolling.
Yep. We got to move. We got to move. We don't have any time. We can't waste any more time.
And
we
any
gotta
more
go.
Points.
More points. Hannah Kanapke with a great serve. Out tip to dig by Hannah. Set by Madison Ramel. Paige Fortkamp nails it out of bounds. Nails it out of bounds.
That was a big time hit, but it was out.
Keep swinging. Keep swinging. Let's go, Indians. Let's get a good pass. Great serve receive, Paige, and up to Paige Fortkamp, who gets another kill.
We're showing some glimmers of the team that we watched earlier this season, but not consistent.
No, and I think this has been our really first true competition, and I think it...
Certainly has, but I mean, this team is not that much better than ours.
Right. No, they're not better than... I don't feel like we haven't
Our team mentally is not tough.
No.
They got to get tougher.
Yeah. Out of bounds by Clooney.
Hard hit out of bounds.
Kelsey Judy
gets down five now. It's run 10 straight points here now.
Kelsey Judy with a short serve. Addie Vaughn sets out of bounds by number 8. Winner, Olivia Winner hits
time,
it out of bounds.
Timeout, St. Henry. It's about time we get a little momentum, but it might be a little too late.
I don't know.
Fat lady ain't singing. I'm over here quiet. So.
Yeah. If we get the momentum back, you know, they basically have played about 2.5 really good sets against us. We played about a little more than half of a great first set. We're playing pretty well here now, so
We'll see.
Know, maybe that momentum will switch, and we'll play 3 great sets in a row, counting this one. So
we'll see.
So it's not if we keep playing hard, this is definitely not out of reach. It's 20-16 right now.
Yeah, I'd like to be here a little bit longer
in the third set. Yeah, we can Rockin' with Rocker can start at 10:30 if it needs to.
Yep, I agree. I agree. So,
yep,
these Indians got to play.
Yep, and the last few volleys, they've been smacking her pretty hard. So
we just need to play our game. Stop playing theirs and play ours. Kelsey Judy back to serve still. She's getting us some service points.
Looking over the defense.
Not sure what they're doing.
Not sure either. Do they?
Oh, we're looking for a captain on the floor. No big deal, I don't think.
Todd says let her fly.
Yeah. Get done. Nice serve, Kelsey Judy. Good set by Addie Vaughn. And a great hit by number...
That was 9, I believe.
Ashley Seifrin.
Makes her score 21-16.
Get the serve back.
This is our rotation that's been hurting us. Paige Judy hits it.
Good dig.
Straight off of Addie Vaughn's foot. Great set, Carly Stone. Paige Judy roll shots it to Addie Vaughn, who gets a dig again. Stone with a dig. Kelsey Judy tries to get a kill.
That don't work with St. Henry.
Not with St. Henry. And a block.
Oh, great block.
By Brooke Garkey, finally.
Comes back to St. Henry girl, and
she should have been in the
hits the floor.
So Addie Vaughn had a great dig off of her foot.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
She did not do that on purpose. If you do it on purpose, it's illegal. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
This is unbelievable.
Kidding? This is our luck right here.
Smashed it, hit him in the belly, and it shot back across the net and
just
fell.
Our luck. Just our luck. We got to go now, Indian.
Not one person put their hand on it on the St. Henry side. It hit him in the belly.
Hit her in the face and went back on our side.
Was it the face? They did not put a hand on it.
Good job, Buppy.
Keeping it alive.
Dig. Addie Vaughn for the set. And a kill by Brittany Seifrin. Because we're forgetting we need to play our game. Our game. Nobody else's game.
23-17. It is do or die.
Out. Oh, my heavens. How about this lack of communication? Carly Stone with two hands at it again. Brittany Seifrin gets a hit. A kill.
Goes up. It's a light fixture and shoots straight back down.
It's one thing to lose. It's another thing to lose in straight sets.
And get your butt handed to you.
Yep. And that's kind of, you know, we've got 17 points, and that's not terrible, but.
That's terrible.
Yep.
Somebody wants to play. There's Stone. Back row attacker, Kelsey Judy. Even though she didn't jump, I'm not sure what Todd's calling. Indians get beat in three. Three straight.
25-17.
You know, if we don't focus so much on how to beat them, you know, this is a better game. This should be a better game.
But, yep.
And I know we do all of our scouting. I never scouted in my day. I never scouted. You just go out and play your game.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and do a little... griping and analyzing. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
All for fall. Bring the vibrant colors of fall into your home. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist today. Beautiful fall silk arrangements and home decor just arrived. Candles, canvas prints, pumpkins, and more. Hardy Mums arriving soon. And check out our new farmhouse collection, Charming Country Decor. Stop in Forget-Me-Not Florist, downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned smart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at St. Henry with a very, very disappointing evening for the Indians. They did not lose a set in the first six games, and then we get wiped out here in three straight sets. I'm not a volleyball coach, but what'd you think, Diana?
I thought we just over-prepared and underplayed.
We played flat. We never really had the momentum at any point. And if we did, it was for a very short period of time.
Yeah, and I didn't see any leadership out there either. You know, you see those kids that get really, really, really excited and make things happen and make it fun to be out there. There wasn't anything fun looking out there.
No, they let that slip away. That first game they should have had, set they should have had.
Yes, we were.
They let that slip away, and then that set the momentum or set the tone for the rest of the night. And
right.
Then the rest of the night, we had our backs against the wall, and we did not get out and get in front of it.
Right, yeah. And shaking Fred Seifring's coming up.
Fred Seifring's coming up talking to me, and you know, Fred's daughter is tremendously athletic,
she
is a really great kid.
And
we were sitting here talking about who could her dad possibly be.
I had to take some credit for her. She's nice looking,
and she's a great athlete, and we know her mom. You know, she's a great person, but I'm still trying to figure out who her dad is.
I wonder who their lawn care guy is.
She had a nice game tonight.
Maybe that's.
I know who it was.
Up till now.
Only we play to our potential.
Yep. So what do we have coming up here?
We got a lot of stuff coming up here with Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow we've got the Indians at Parkway
football game.
Football
Friday night.
And of course, we have Jeff Hobbs, who is absolutely tremendous on the radio. Bubba's not bad, Joe Burns.
Oh, they're really good together.
But Jeff Hobbs is tremendous.
Yeah.
So we've got football, which is going to be a great game. Because Parkway is got some studs on that team this year.
They have some very good athletes. They are.
So that is going to be an absolute barn burner. Then next week, Monday, we got volleyball at Franklin Monroe down in the big city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's on Monday.
So that's on Monday, and we'll be broadcasting that, Diana and I and Neil. So we'll be there on Monday. Tuesday, we've got volleyball at South Adams, and we're going to have Radio Rob Weaver with WPGW calling that game for us. Thursday, we've got volleyball. We're hosting New Bremen. And we have a really good volleyball team. But you need to come out and watch our girls play. We didn't play well tonight, but we have an outstanding team. But you guys really need to come out and check out New Bremen. They have a girl on their team that is absolutely incredible.
She is unreal.
She is D1 all the way. Her name is...
Paige
Jones.
Yep.
And that's going to be on WPGW. And
yep.
Then on Friday.
And we'll be simulcasting that. So you can hear it on Fort Recovery Radio, but it'll be Rob Weaver instead of Steve and Diana.
And then on Friday, we're hosting Coldwater. Fort Recovery's got that, of course, with
Jeff
football.
Hobbs. Yep.
And that's going to be the football parents' chili supper. So lots of stuff going on.
That'll start at 5. And Rock and Rock with Rocker will be coming up here
right after this. Got anything else we want to talk about there, Diana? You got any other any last words, Diana?
I got nothing. I think I'm hoping this little game was one of those that we just get out of the way.
I hope it's a hiccup. Get it out of our system because
we need to keep it out of our system. And you know, maybe it was what we needed to make some changes that maybe are needed.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. We'll see.
Yep.
All right. We'll see.
Yeah,
it's our first real competition.
I think we were better than they were, but we sure didn't prove it, did we?
I know we were better. We just didn't play well tonight.
Yeah, so. we were up 23-20 in the first set, and they scored, five out of the next six, beat us 26-24, and they went on and just got on a roll and just hurt us. And I don't know what happened there. We were playing well, and then we weren't.
Yep.
So it's a little tough. So
yeah.
Thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in. We will go to Rockin' with Rocker.
Yep. Yeah. Right after this, and we'll see you again on.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
Oh yeah. See you tomorrow night with football and Monday night with volleyball.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in to Fort Recovery Radio for our Indians volleyball. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by the local sponsors you heard during tonight's broadcast. We now send you back to our regular program.